So I'm Len Pryor. I'm sitting here with Jim Alchin, Group Vice President of Platforms at Microsoft. And Microsoft just announced some news today about the Longhorn update and the plans for how we're going to roll out Longhorn over the coming years. And Jim's going to take a few minutes to give us a quick update on that. So, Jim, could you share with us a little bit about the plans for the update?
Sure. So the bottom line is that we're going to make two big changes. And this is based on having completed SP2 and completing the Media Center and the tablet work along with Starter Edition. And so now's the time for us to sort of do a reflection on, are we doing exactly what our customers want in terms of both our partners such as OEMs, corporate accounts, consumers, and developers? And so we did that reflection and decided to make two changes. And the first change is that we're going to go hardcore for a Longhorn client in 06 and hardcore for a server release in 07. And the second thing that we're going to do is that we heard feedback from developers that they would like some of the Longhorn technology for breadth to be available on XP in 2003. And in particular, our plan is to take Avalon and to take Indigo and make those available on those platforms. And in order to become more crisp about the dates, we've had to make some hard trade-offs. And one trade-off that we wrestled with for some time is, just like we've gotten some feedback about what should happen with Avalon and Indigo, we got feedback on WinFS. And one of the pieces of feedback was, well, we really like table access. And oh, by the way, if you do just the client, then some of the scenarios don't work out as well because we'd really like the new synchronization capabilities to go to the server as well, so we'd like client-server. So we were in a situation of, do we keep going on this path or do we stop and take that feedback and do something about it? So we're going to stop and do something about it. What that means is, given the hard focus on date, that WinFS won't be in the client release in 06, that will be in beta at that time, and then they will follow it up with a shipment a little bit later. Now, I think from my feedback of this, since it's just brand new news today, has been incredibly positive because I personally have talked to lots of corporates about what they want in terms of deployment, new deployment, what they want in terms of the features of security, and then from the consumer side, people aren't telling us they want us to fix malware and go at that problem, along with the features that we already had in terms of they still love all the searching, their people are excited about the Arrow UI and the like, but they really want us to make sure that we nail the basics, and so we're spending a lot more focus on that. And of course, it will also have the APIs, as we've talked about, except it won't have the WinFS APIs because that won't have shipped yet. So the feedback has been super positive, and some people are really dancing everywhere because they say, hey, I can really get this technology earlier than I could have before, and certainly the hardware vendors are super happy.
Great. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. And I think Channel 9 viewers will definitely get a better sense for what's going on now. And I'm sure over time we'll continue to roll out more details about the plan and how this developers will be able to build great apps on Longhorn. So
great.
It's great stuff.
Great.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Sure. Thanks.